At this time, I'd like to call forth my beloved sweetheart, Polly, for the children's message. Invite all our little children to come forward, our little ones and our larger children, and at this time.
Can you all join me up here? Hi, Anna. Jordan, it's good to see you. Hannah and Sam, come join me. Hannah, I needed that dress for the message last week about love. It's good to see all of you today. Well, we're in a series called All I Want for Christmas. Do you remember what we wanted last week? What was our gift?
Love.
Love. Very good. So I'm going to put that up there. That was the first thing we wanted was love. So this week, Reverend Green's going to talk about, what is that word?
Hope.
Hope. That's right. So I was thinking about something that would represent hope. How many of you have learned how to draw a star? Do you know how to draw a star when you were little? You do an A, right? And then you cross it up. Kind of two A's, right? And I was thinking about a star. Stars are in the? Very good, Sam. Thank you. Yay. Okay, so when we look up to the sky, what do we have to do? We have to look up. We have to look up. So I was thinking about that hope, and as a star, we have to look. Everybody look up. We have to look up for stars, right? And we know that God, we look up for God, so we look up. The second thing about stars is they provide
light
in the darkness, don't they? When we go outside at night, there's a moon and there's stars, right? So that's the second thing, and that is about hope also. And the third thing about a star is, do you all know the Bible story about the three kings? How were they led to Jesus? By the star. That's right. The star in the sky led them to Jesus, right? So those are the three things. So I thought that was about hope. We hope for lots of things. I love the word hope. When I write cards to people, I hope that you feel better. I hope that you have peace and comfort. So what are the three things about hope and about a star? We have to look up, right? And the star provides
light.
And the third thing, it leads us to?
Jesus.
Very good. Who answered that? Sam? Sam, two answers. Way to go, buddy. So that's what I think about a star. So what I did for you, since I gave you a heart last week, I made a star. And what does it say in the middle of that? What does it say, Hannah?
Hope.
Hope. That's right. Hope is good, too. Hope is good, too. So when you look at this star, what are the three things? Again, it causes us to look up. That's right. And a star provides
light.
And it leads us to? Oh, wow, the Hubble kids, they get 100% A+. Wow, and yelling it out, too. So when you look at the star, I want you to remember that, okay? When we look at stars, because it's going to lead us to Jesus. That's right. So all I want for Christmas, the first gift was love. And the second gift is hope. Okay. That's always a good answer. If you don't know an answer, we'll just say Jesus. That's right. That's right. Okay, so I'm going to put Jesus up here. But our first gift, all I want for Christmas was? Very good. And the second gift is? Hope. Jesus, it's coming, Sam. It's coming. A few more days, okay? I promise. On the 24th, I'm going to do a children's message, and the answer is going to be?
Jesus.
Very good. Very good. Well, today, so Reverend Green's going to talk about hope, and that's a star. So when you look up at the stars, I want you to think about hope, okay? Because our hope is in Jesus. And do you have a star on your shirt? Stand up. Hannah, look, you have the first gift. Stand up. So look. Oh, I did not coordinate this. I promise you. So our first gift is love, and our second gift is hope. Very good. Thank you, girls. You get an A plus. Can we join hands? Let's pray. Can you join hands with Rayleigh? Can you join hands with Anna? There you go. And Jordan? Good job. Okay, let's bow our heads. Dear, loving, gracious God, we know that, as Reverend Green said, we don't put our hope in things, but we put it in you. Today, as we hear the message about all I want for Christmas, our first gift was love, and today it's hope. And we think of that as a star because it causes us to look up, it provides light in the darkness, and it also leads us to you, to Jesus. We thank you for that gift. I just pray your blessings during this Advent season on each child and their family, that you just lavish your extravagant love and that they hope in you during this Advent and Christmas season as it leads us to Jesus on Christmas Day. The best gift of all, love came down in the form of a baby to bring us all everything that we need, your love, your hope, your joy, and your peace. And we thank you so much. May these children go out to be a blessing to all those that they meet. And everybody said, amen. Thank you all for coming. And let me give you, Sam, do you want to help me give out these hope stars? Will you give those to everybody up here? Anna, can you give those out? Thank you all for coming. And I hope that I use hope a lot. I hope that you keep that near and remember that your hope is in Jesus. Thank you for coming. Can you go back?